On your station, 88.9 KETR in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan. During the winter weather, you and I are not the only ones to put on a heavier coat. Animals outside do it too. But when it comes to cattle, that heavier hair coat can cause a lot of problems, and not just for the animals. During colder months, cattle lice create problems for cattle and rancher alike. Dr. Jason Banta, a beef cattle specialist at Texas AgriLife Extension, says
cattle can actually be infested with lice throughout the year, even in warm weather climates like Texas. However, when we get cooler and cattle start to put on a longer, thicker hair coat, that makes a better environment for those lice. So we tend to see more problems late fall, winter, and early spring because the lice will reproduce and survive better when cattle have that thicker hair coat.
The two types of cattle lice, biting and sucking, lead to what the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates to be up to $125 million a year in terms of lost revenue. It's certainly no picnic for the cattle either, as blood-sucking lice can wreak havoc on an animal's red blood cells.
They can potentially reduce red blood cell counts by 75%.
While treating an outbreak can be costly and time-consuming for a rancher, it can also be stressful for the animals. Most treatments involve sprays that can be painful in cold air or injections that cattle don't really enjoy getting either. However, Banta says,
I guess the way I would put it is the return on investment for treating those lice is more than worth it. You should get a multiple level return on that investment, not to mention the animal welfare benefits associated with lice treatment.
Prevention is obviously the better way to go for all involved, but Banta says that's not as easy as it might seem.
We can't really prevent them per se because they're transmitted from physical contact from one animal to another animal, but what we can do is treat with various products, typically late fall or during the winter, and we can break the life cycle, so we'll kill what's there, and that should give us control for the major lice season.
The good news, Banta says, is that once cattle are treated for the season, they're typically good and healthy until the next time cooler weather settles in. Reporting for KETR News in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.